Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a good Sunday morning to you. Merry Christmas to you. This is the last week that we'll be able to wish you Merry Christmas from Martha and Tommy. I appreciate this year. This year has come and gone. Seemed like it's just flew right on by. But anyhow, we'll be going into a new year next week. But anyhow, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous and a happy and a glorious new year. I pray, thank you for all that you've done for me this year. I hope that you continue with me next year. I'm hoping that we can continue with this ministry and keep it moving for the glory of God. So let's just get right back in our broadcast and do this song for you right here.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. When you walk among men, well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving. It's clouding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do.
Appreciate Doris Dealey. Good to hear from you, Doris. I hope you're doing well. I appreciate all my listeners this past year that's helped me down through the years, and I hope that we can continue next year with the ministry. And I love the radio. I love doing this. I love to be able to come in your homes each Sunday morning and tell you about Jesus Christ and what He's done for me and what He's going to do for you. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, let's go back and listen to this song now.
One day a minister announced over the radio that he would speak on heaven the following Sunday. And I would like for everyone to be listening. Well, that week he received a letter from an elderly gentleman that was very ill. And the letter went like this. Next Sunday, sir, you said you would be talking about heaven. Well, I'm much interested in that land. You see, I have held a clear title to a bit of property over there for so many, many years. No, I didn't buy it. It was given to me without money and without price. But the donor purchased it with a great, great sacrifice. Now, I'm not holding it for speculation since the title is not transferable. It is not a vacant lot. For more than a half a century, I have been sending up material out of which the great architect and the great builder of the universe has been building a mansion just for me. You see, termites, they can't mind its great foundation, for it rests upon the rock of ages. Fire will never destroy it. Floods cannot wash it away. No locks will never be placed upon its doors, for no robbers and no thieves will ever enter into the land, which will stand forever. It's now nearly completed and ready for me to enter and abide in that place forever without fear of ever being injected. There is a valley, a deep shadow between the place where I lived and often that to which I shall be journeying. I cannot reach my home in that city, but sir, I'm not afraid, because the best friend I ever had went through that same valley a long, long time ago. He drove away all of the gloom, and he has stayed with me through which I have walked. And ever since then, we first became friends. That's been many years ago. I hold his promise that I would never be forsaken, that he would never leave me alone. You see, sir, I walk through the valley of the shadow, and I shall not lose my way, because he will be with me. I do hope to hear your sermon on heaven next Sunday from my home, but I have no assurance that I shall be able to do so. You see, my ticket to heaven has no date. It's marked for the journey. Yes, I am ready to go. And I may not be here while you are talking about heaven next Sunday, but sir, I will be there. I will be with him in my new home.
Yes, sir, many has made that journey successfully. I'll make it one day. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. And I trust today that you're ready to meet God and with open heart and open hands. And I hope you've confessed him as your Savior. I appreciate everyone. I want to remember Keely Faith. That's my great-granddaughter who has had pneumonia and had a collapsed lung, has been in a Charleston hospital, and Tiffany and Adam's little girl. And we all face these problems and situations, but if God be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. So I trust you. I trust that you are being blessed, and I want to say to you, I appreciate you. I could call many names here today, but I'm not going to call no names. I'm just going to go ahead and do another song for you. But anyhow, I certainly do appreciate all that you've done on the radio ministry, and I hope you continue with me next year. job on that song. I appreciate Martha, and I miss her, but I know that she's in much better place. I think she's singing in Heaven's choir, and I don't think she'd want to come back to this place if she could. But anyhow, I remember that David said, I cannot bring him back, but I can go where he is. So I'm looking forward to that time when God calls me home. But I'm not in no hurry to go now, but I'm ready to go. And that means so much to know that when we lay our head on the pillow at night, we can say, Lord, I'm ready. If you want to take me tonight, I'm ready. I appreciate every day that he's given me. Every time I go to bed at night, I always say, Lord, I appreciate everything you've done for me today, and you brought me through another day, but I'm ready anytime you want me. So that means a lot to us. Let's go now and do another song for you.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Surrounding me. Thank you for all the prayers you prayed for me. And I'd like for you to think right now, we've got one more week before we close out this year, and we are a little bit behind. So if you could help me, I certainly would appreciate you. I'd love to close it out in the green, so we start next year all over again, and we don't want to go in with an indebtedness. So if you can help me this coming week, we got one more week to get through, and then after that, we'll be closing out this year. So I want you to pray about it, and if you can help me, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for what you're going to do.
I am reading today in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Ecclesiastes, the book of wisdom and the book of understanding. In the Bible, you will find in Ecclesiastes that this great man of God believed there was a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. The Bible is a book of history. The Bible is a book that tells us about God. In the very first verse of the Bible, it said, in the beginning God. It tells us that God is always watching over us. It tells us that Christ is always with us. It tells us that we have been given the Holy Spirit that is given to guide us in all that we do. You see, it was a plan and it was a purpose for everything under the sun. It's been said that God planned it. Christ purchased it. But the Holy Spirit seals it until the day of redemption. The Bible said, acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways. The Bible also says that we must love the Lord and trust in Him with all of our heart, that we must not lean to our own understanding. Our ways are not God's ways. God's ways have got to become our ways. We must search for the real meaning. We must search for the truth, because Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I settled a question many years ago. I come to realize that I'm not big enough to handle my own life. I needed to turn my life over to Christ. God is in control, and the plan that God is working in my life is working, because you see, God is more has more wisdom, more understanding, more compassion, and I can fully depend upon Him. In verse 5, it says that we must have complete confidence in God. That the Bible said that he that cometh to God must believe that God is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek Him. But what is faith? Faith is having complete confidence in God. Faith is seeing through the eye of faith that the human eye cannot see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things that are not seen. It is hard to trust in someone that you don't know. You see, we cannot put our confidence and trust in just anybody. I know that my friends have failed me. I've had times when my family has failed me. There has been times when I have failed my family. There has been times when people have said, can I truly trust in Him? It was a time when you could have a handshake. There was a sale made, a good handshake, because there was confidence in the contract. But today, you better get it in writing, because our handshakes today are not trustworthy like they were before. And today, we need to have more confidence and trust in God. We need to know Him, because to know Him is to love Him, and to love Him is to trust Him. We must love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, our minds, and our spirit. You remember the young ruler who came to Christ and said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, what doth the law say? And he said, all of these I have kept from my youth up. But yet Jesus said, one thing thou lackest. You see, if it wasn't his riches, it wasn't his power, but he simply did not love others. The Bible said we must love our neighbor as ourself. And to love him is to trust him. When I put my confidence and trust in my family, that's saying that I trust them. To know him is to obey him. Because the Bible said obedience is much better than sacrifice. We claim to love God. We claim that we trust God. And yet we turn in every direction when disaster comes. We must turn to Him, the author, the finisher of our faith. Notice in verse 5, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Do we totally and completely turn it over to God? Do we acknowledge that if God is for us, there is no power that can stand against us? Do we pray in the time of our decisions? Do we pray when we're not financially in need, or do we pray when we're not physically sick? Do we only pray when we are the sickest, when we are the brokest? That's when we turn to God and say, God, help me, because I have a great need. Do we need to ask God for our blessings? Do we need to ask God for our healing? I believe that it's good to ask, because Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. But there are certain directions in which we ask. There are certain directions in which we seek. You see, to walk with God, to have the knowledge of God, to know Him in the free pardons of sin, is the plan of salvation. then if to know him is the plan for salvation, then to know him and have confidence in him and to acknowledge him in all of our ways will bring our financial blessings. It will bring healing to our body. It will bring wisdom and understanding. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be too busy to turn to Christ. In Psalms 37 and 4, the Bible said, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And I believe today that God will supply the need. I believe that God will give us the desires of our heart. I believe that the moment that we need them, that God will send them. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit is all about. Our prayers are only heard by our friends and neighbors. Our prayers are only heard by a congregation in a church. But, sir, it goes beyond that. The Holy Spirit ushers our at once our needs and our desires off to heaven. And there they are placed before the throne of the...
New Year. I trust that next year will be a good year. Every time I see someone, I say, have a great day today and a better day tomorrow. And I remember an elderly lady said that one time. It's kind of stuck with me because we need to be more friendly. We need to show ourselves friendly if we want friends, according to the Bible. And this is a friendly broadcast. I try to do the songs that I like, and I know that you like them. And I love to hear Martha sing. Seems like her voice is just so much more beautiful now than it ever has been. But anyhow, I miss her. And we want to wish you a Merry Christmas from Martha and Tommy. I do hope that you'll help us maintain the broadcast. We like a few dollars this year, finishing up in the green. And we're going to be starting a new year. The coming year, so we want to be, we don't want to be lagging behind. We want to be, keep the broadcast up. Father, I pray for the unseen audience. I don't know who's listening today. I pray that, Lord, if they're needing salvation, God, you can supply that. You can supply their need according to your riches and glory, and you can heal their body. And God, I know that you're the great task maker. You can take our sorrow and our sickness and our pain and our grief and all our heartaches, Lord, and you can make them brand new. And I appreciate it. I appreciate my friends who have helped me down through this year, and I hope that they're going to help me next year. So, neighbor, I got to get out of here. So, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
He molded and built a small, lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green stem, gave it leaves.
Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
That regularly distribute information to job applicants about employment opportunities or provide job applicant referrals. If your organization would like to receive notifications of job vacancies at our stations, please notify our business office at 304-253-7311 or email kim.kincaid at wvradio.com. West Virginia Radio Corporation is an equal opportunity employer, and we encourage minorities and women to apply.